Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is it. I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you good?
The Fan.
All right, we got some breaking news here as we start hour number two on Danny and Dusty. Breaking news on The Fan is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Jake Hedberg, BeaverBlitz.com, is reporting multiple sources indicate that Oregon State All-American running back Damian Martinez intends to enter the transfer portal when it opens next week. The transfer portal, it will open on April 16th. We already have a host of guys that are saying that, you know, they intend to enter the portal. I think yesterday it was it Marcus Harper for Oregon? There was that report that he intended to enter the transfer portal from the Ducks. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was. So you're going to have guys that are going to start popping up and entering the transfer portal. And look, this is tough sledding right now for Oregon State. This is the death blow, because remember, everything that Damian Martinez said following the departure of Jonathan Smith: I'm staying, I'm sticking around, I'm Oregon State through and through, all that stuff. And then, look, calmer heads prevail.
Reality settled in.
You're settling in on looking down the roster at spring ball, and you say,
oh boy,
not it. Look, this sucks for Oregon State fans. There's no other way around it. I mean, this is brutal for Oregon State. Yeah. You have an All-American running back who planted his flag in the ground and adamantly said that he wanted to be a part of Trent Bray and the Beavs moving forward in year one with Trent Bray. And for this to happen, man, it sucks. I don't blame Damian Martinez one bit. He's got to look out for himself. He's got to do what's best for him. I think that every transfer and every college athlete has got to look at it in those terms. He gave everything he had to Oregon State. But look, sometimes you take a look around at the room and you say, I got to look out for me and my future too. And this sucks for Beaver fans all around, man. This is brutal news for the Beavs.
Yeah, I don't really think there's a way you can get around it. It's just,
no.
This is the nature of that beast, and it sucks because this is now on top of the two women's transfers, and there's reportedly more coming there. The men's, which isn't nearly as impactful because they were terrible, but this is the last guy on the football team. Everybody else is gone.
You got Gray, the offensive lineman, who is probably not far behind him. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
That is,
you're hoping that with the money that they found and the way things were going with some of their porting as far as the Super Conference and maybe Oregon State finding a way back in and all these other things, that they could just hold on.
Yeah.
And I just, how, and again, I don't fault any of these kids, not one of them. You got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
But it's just, it sucks for the Beavs.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it.
Dems the breaks, man. And look, Martinez as a player, somebody's going to get rich off that guy.
Yeah.
Man, that young man is a workhorse back. His NFL potential is through the roof. He is a projected first back off the board heading into next year's NFL draft. He's a special one, man. He is truly special. And now you look at, all right, so what does Oregon State have left in the cupboard? You got Jam Griffin, who he showed his flashes, but to have a 1-2 punch, Griffin would be that second punch that makes a backfield electric. Anthony Hankerson and Isaiah Newell. Those are the three running backs that are scholarship running backs that remain on Oregon State's roster right now. And for anything that you could say about the momentum that Trent Bray could build in this first year of the unknown that Oregon State is entering, this is a death blow, man. this is a brutal one, especially with all the skill positions that they lost to the portal, and obviously your quarterback room being decimated as well. Damian Martinez not being in that backfield is brutal for him. And now you look at, all right, what does this look like moving forward with Oregon State, and what does the future look like for this offense? Because there's tough decisions that are going to be made by the remaining players, but you look at the schedule and the way that it shakes out, you Beef fans are sitting there and they were squinting saying, yeah, maybe 8 wins. You know, I don't think Damian Martinez is a guy that takes you from 8 down to like 2 or 3, but what may follow might take you down that path, because you got the schedule has San Diego State, it's got Oregon, Purdue, you've got UNLV, which had a great year last year and kind of made a surge. Cal is always a tough out no matter what, and they're on to greener pastures in the ACC. Washington State and Boise State on the schedule for next year. That's not the easiest schedule in the world for the Beavs to navigate, especially when you're having to break in so many new positions and so many new players to the system.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for the silver lining, and maybe I'm not looking hard enough. I don't.
There isn't.
There's just nothing there. Like, God, this is going to sound horrible. I mean, how much further ahead of Portland State are you?
A lot. You're still
miles.
You're miles. You're miles.
Miles.
Miles and miles.
On the roster right now?
Yes.
Miles. Okay.
Wait, I mean, it's not even close. I mean, that one is not, it's not even a question.
Okay, there. I'll trust you on that.
Yeah.
How much of an indictment, though, is this on Bray?
I don't think it's an indictment on Bray. I think it is. He took a look around and went, I see what left. I see what's coming back. And how he good soldiered at the beginning. And I think it helped hold together what they had of a recruiting class. But
if
you are an Oregon State fan, now you're sitting there and you're going, all right, is Josh Gray going to be the next guy to bolt? Is Grant Stark going to be a guy who takes off, and does he bolt? This is tough, because look, your quarterbacks are Ben Golbranson, and then you got the kid from Idaho who transferred in.
He's really good.
Yeah, was it Giovanni McCoy? McCoy?
Yeah, and he's got some wiggle to his game. He'll move around, run around. He was a big reason why they were good at Idaho.
I only watched a couple of games of theirs when they were like in the playoffs, and they'd throw him on at, you know, 8 o'clock at night kickoffs in the FCS playoffs, but they made it to the quarterfinals, and there's no way to put it. This is going to be a brutal dredge uphill for Trent Bray and his staff. And like the guy I feel worse for is Ryan Gunderson, who's former Beef, was down at UCLA with Chip, comes up, takes the offensive coordinator job at Oregon State. And when you have a back like Damian Martinez, that's your focal point of how you're turning this thing around. Remember, the other offensive linemen that they brought in two guys from Colorado last year. And Colorado's offensive line was a disaster. They may be big, but that was an absolute disaster of an offensive line. Now, you're not going to be playing a full Pac-12 schedule, but you got some really tough games against some pretty damn good programs, and you're going to have to put that together. You know, that, and that, to me, Danny, when you're talking about, like, how far off are you from, like, Portland State, the reason why they are miles ahead, Colorado started 3-0. And remember that?
That's fair. That's
like,
fair.
I mean, the talent of an FBS player, whether they are kickbacks from another school or whatever, you're still starting.
Yeah, that wasn't fair to lump in with Portland State. But at the same point, it was just like, we see exoduses. This is something entirely different.
Yeah.
Like, this is, with the exception again of Gray, who may or may not also go, there's nobody left that you're sitting there going, yeah, that's a Power Five guy, you know what I mean? Like, where you're like, that's a dude that you can count on. And that sucks. I hate seeing that for Oregon State.
Yeah, it's brutal. You know, you do have the bright spot of you still got top five baseball program in the country, man. And they're really damn good.
Hopefully that doesn't end up being a thing that falls apart.
All right. Sorry, B fans. That's a gut punch right there. That's a death blow. Damian Martinez entering the transfer portal, according to Beaver Blitz of 24/7 Sports. Coming up next, let's go down to the Masters, Augusta. The author of Drive, about Tiger Woods in his quest to continue playing competitive golf, is Bob Herrig, Sports Illustrated golf writer. He joins us next, Danny and Dusty on The Fan.